Yo, man.
What are you doing?
I'm driving them on the last, the last stoplight out of Morro Bay, head north, man, after that breakfast. And worked out. Actually, all I did was 20 minutes on the rowing machine.
That's your fave.
Well, it's, you know, it's used 80% of your muscles, apparently. It's like swimming, you know, you use 80% of your muscles, you know, so when you got a short period of time, it's actually the best thing you can do.
I love it. I love the rowing machine. I love being out on the pond in a rowboat, matter of fact. So.
Yeah, me too. And I made contact with somebody I know. They give me free kayaks, canoes, outriggers, and I haven't done it in the bay. I haven't done it. Well, this summer there was so many people, I didn't want to bother them, you know.
Right.
So I thought, oh, well, you know, as soon as summer's over, I'll, you know. And then there was a bunch of real windy days. You don't want to be out there in the wind. I don't know what happened. My great, great desire, but there's a whole lot. My whole life is full of, what's the word for, delayed gratification. Seems like. But I've had a lot of wonderful things, too, so with a lot of delayed gratification. You know, well, I'll wait and do that when I can. You know,
yeah.
I'd be smart about it.
You know what? You're no
nice
different.
Thing, you know?
Good.
Yeah, I am different. Watch it. I'm real different.
I said you're no different than me. Watch your step.
I'm real different.
You're different, all right.
Person.
Well, I wanted to share some good news. I don't have too many people to tell, but I was at the doctor this morning.
And?
So my A1C when I was in the hospital this summer, 3 months ago, was 15. It's 3 months I've managed to get it. Yeah, it's a combination of triglycerides and sugars, and 15 is horrible.
Okay.
You're supposed to be 6 or 7.
Whoa!
So as of this morning, I'm 5.9.
Oh,
she walks in the room and says, congratulations.
You know
like,
what? Listen, man. This ain't you doing this, man. This is the Lord God of heaven having mercy on you, man.
Oh, bud, somebody had to guide me and push me to it.
There's no way to push you to it. Nothing. He just, you know, you know,
pick me up. I understand what you're saying. So she looked at my glucose numbers, and they've been really low overnight the last week.
Yeah, you're excited. It was a bummer. Yeah.
She goes, well, this is what we're going to do. That shot you take every morning, I want you to cut it in half again.
And
next week, if your numbers are still under 100 at night, stop doing it.
Wow.
She goes, and just do the Ozempic on Saturdays like you've been doing. We're going to up it by a quarter of a unit.
Get rid of the other stuff and up the Ozempic.
Yep, so once a week. I'm like, really? She goes, oh, yeah, all my other numbers, my triglycerides, my cholesterol dropped from 257 to 140. She goes, you are doing amazing. I've never seen it. She goes, you are blessed. And yes,
the doctor said this. The doctor said that.
Oh yeah.
That's the rarest thing of all, right there.
You know,
that's
she goes.
That's the rarest thing you'll ever hear. The doctor said that.
Well, and she asked if she could bring me in, you know, to use me as a case study in front of young doctors. I said absolutely, because you know everything that's happened, it shouldn't have been. I don't even know how to say it, you know. I should have died.
Don't even say it. You don't even need to say it.
Right.
Shut up.
And then within 3 months.
First.
Just amazing.
Like I told you, all you got to do is, you know, get on the internet, you know, for $9.99, I'll show you how to, you know, go into diabetic shock and come out a millionaire.
Listen to you. Zillionaire.
$9.99.
Well, so then they...
Look, your health is worth $1 million. Shut up.
Oh, yeah. And then, well...
Yeah, you know what? Listen. Talked to my buddy yesterday, the super wealthy guy. He had a bed sore surgery that's going to take 18 weeks to heal.
Oh.
He can't sleep on his back. He can't lay on his back. He can't sit down. He has to lay on his side, either side. His leg is still shot. One of them doesn't work. He has to stand or walk or lay down on his side. He's been in the hospital now for, like I said, 20 weeks or something with a catheter.
Oh.
Listen, your money can't buy you help. And I told the guy, I probably shouldn't say this, 3 weeks before he had this emergency surgery in the middle of the night, his doctor told him, says, you know what, you're going to need this one surgery because there's something going on in the lower back that's really serious, And so, if I go in there, it's actually going to be relatively easy, to get rid of the scar tissue. It's because it's kind of getting close to your spine and stuff. He said, and then he told me that's just, geez, he's fine then. He's fine. Walk around, he's doing good. He said, my wife was recommended to have that surgery, and she did. She declined, and she's just fine. All right? That's a total self-diagnosis, right? Total self-diagnosis. 2 weeks later, he's a cripple maybe for life because he didn't. I told him, I begged him, I said, listen, you can't self-diagnose like that. You can't decide on that level because your wife was recommended. He said, no, you need to go. If you don't trust this doctor, you need to go and get a second opinion, like as soon as you possibly can. I don't want to spend the money, and Now look at him. The guy is like Joel. He's absolutely couldn't be in worse condition. I talked to him. I told him, I told him I'm praying for him. If you think of it, send him some smoke or pray for a guy named Bruce.
Bruce Trucker. Yep.
Right. Bruce Trucker, and his wife is insane now, but. The two of them are adamantly opposed to God so horribly. Their lives are just suck relative to the truth. They've been lying to themselves forever. They were lefties. Everything that's wrong with, distrusting of Christians. And here he is, a Jewish guy. He's always been a Jew guy out of New York. And he doesn't even believe in Judaism, really, at all.
Wow.
This guy, yeah, and it's all spiritual, really. It's all spiritual. And you have to, you're going to lose you in probably about 30, 40 seconds. Sorry, listen, talk till it goes away.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to get Jesse starting work today. I told him, what's coming on? I give him all this time, like 3-4 weeks off, to go. This guy met his girl, finally.
Good. I know you were concerned.
Sweet. She's got green, electric, turquoise hair. The bone in her nose. Tattoos, the whole thing. But she was sweet. They seemed like a good couple. In terms of, their terms are, he saved her out of that bit of hell she was living in. Why? I told him, I said, it was a twofer for me. I saved two people.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, I told him, I said, help me repulse to the stuff, got to work, but I give you a lot of time. Then he goes, well, let me check my schedule, Dad. I said, check your schedule? I said, 12:30 on Tuesday. He started. He goes, well, let me check my schedule. Oh, couldn't believe it. I said, I guess that's okay, Schedule's open?
I was going to say.
You got